tax reform.
President Trump's press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders discussing President Trump's willingness to work with Democrats on tax reform. Democratic Senators Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, and Joe Donnelly were among those at a bipartisan dinner at the White House last night, where a main course on the menu was tax reform.
By their willingness to want to sit down and have these conversations with the president, certainly something that we are looking forward to and hopefully will be very productive.
Democratic Senator Manchin said the meeting was productive and there were areas of agreement between the two sides. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is scheduled to have a meeting with President Trump today to discuss race and the recent violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Scott's the only black Republican in the Senate and was initially critical of Trump's first comments in the wake of that violence in Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit HurricaneHarveyAid.org. That's HurricaneHarveyAid.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A new study's out concerning media bias by mainstream TV networks, and we get a look at the findings from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
A new study is showing that 9 out of every 10 minutes of coverage on the major networks of President Trump and his administration are vehemently negative. Rich Noyes of the Media Research Center spoke with USA Radio News and explained the results of their study.
In 2016, in the fall, the spin on ABC, CBS, and NBC was 91% anti-Trump. Then during the first about 80 days of his administration, we did another sample, and that was 89% anti-Trump. Then we looked at June, July, and August of this year, and it's back to 91% coverage. So we were able to figure out what Trump's honeymoon was, about 2 points in slightly less viciously negative press.
I'm Jason Wirt.
A high-end department store says it may have permanently solved the shoplifting problem. Here's AP Herald with more.
Now Nordstrom is rolling out a new shopping concept, a store without merchandise. The first test of Nordstrom Local opens October 3rd in West Hollywood, California. It's much smaller than your typical Nordstrom, logically, and will offer espresso and even fine spirits, just not clothing. Stylists will help shoppers who will try on garments personalize their wardrobe. Customers may then order online for same-day store delivery.
And we deliver online as well. Just look for us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's show is all about bouncing back from a health crisis. So many people face things like surgery, a heart attack, maybe an accident, or a disease. I mean, something as crazy as like Lyme disease or what have you. And we've got a special guest who's going to be in the studio with us, Joel Bogus. And he has an incredible story about how he fell 30 feet and made a miraculous recovery. I mean, if you want to be inspired, stick around because this guy's going to inspire you. But I thought before we bring him on, we'd discuss a little bit about what makes for a good bounce back. I mean, you see patients, both of you guys, where they have something just out of the blue happen and it just takes them by surprise. So what would you say is the number one bounce back?
Well, I think it's a matter of understanding what you have, quickly assessing your options and moving forward quickly so then you can recover. So as an example, many years ago, I was playing tennis with my son and I was running towards the net. Next thing I knew, I was flat on my face on the ground, bleeding in the face, and I had ruptured my Achilles tendon. I knew what it was. I knew I was going to have surgery. I knew there'd be a long rehab, and so the sooner the better. So I went immediately to the emergency room and had surgery the next morning and then started my rehab. So, but other patients who, you know, sometimes don't believe the diagnosis, want five opinions, want to get three consultations, find a surgeon they're comfortable with, it just delays everything. And then at the first hint of trouble in the rehab process, they get very depressed and down about it. So I'm not against second opinions, but sometimes you know what the problem is. You have a qualified practitioner. You need to move ahead with it, at least in the health area.
What do you think, Dr. Anderson?
I think the well, in medical, it's I kind of echo what Dr. Gammon. You take in the data, but that's kind of why we're physicians, is that's what we do. We take in the data, you make a plan, you execute the plan. And if you can get patients to kind of divorce themselves of the emotional part of it, the plan part's not always that complicated. So I think having somebody to help clear out the emotion, and that can be friends, relative, healthcare provider, and getting down to so brass tacks of what's the plan.
And then what about the emotional toll? You see people, especially if they have heart attacks, or, man, you see this with sports guys, they'll be, that's how they make their living. They have an injury, and there's a huge emotional toll, especially when your livelihood is kind of set back along with your health. So when people have this emotional issue along with it, what is your advice usually to them or to their family?
Well, hopefully they have some, I say reserves, but, you know, it's the old deal, one door closes, a window opens up, is you may not be able to function in the same capacity that you did before, but there's going to be other things that are going to open up. You don't have to just throw in the towel. And it's that plasticity of the mind, not literally that the brain can adapt, but that you're adaptable.
I once saw a story about a police officer who was injured in the line of duty and then went on to be a 911 operator. And at first thought, you know, this is just such a step below what I'm used to. I'm used to being out on the street, beating the pavement. But then, oh my gosh, like call after call that he took, he was seriously saving lives from the other end of the phone. So imagine if he wouldn't have had maybe some of the know-how for some of those calls. So, yeah, that whole door shuts, a window opens. Having another opportunity, everybody's still needed in some capacity. You just may need to find what capacity you fit into after you have something happen.
It's a matter of redefining self. I mean, if you've defined yourself by your occupation, then you're going to have a hard time with it. If you should be defining yourself in a more global situation, not just by, you know, one term, I'm a physician, I'm a father, I'm a husband, you know, it should be more a global term, and then it makes it a lot easier to change, because if you lose that, if that's your definition, it gets yanked out underneath you, it's tough to adapt.
I agree with that. Dr. Gammon, tell me about a story, maybe about a patient where you've seen them make a miraculous recovery, and then maybe both of you can share that story, but then also a story where you saw a patient decline where they didn't bounce back, but what they did wrong as far as what they could have done better to be successful.
Well, often Hollywood will make movies about patients and their willpower and their will to survive. I well remember, this is about 25 years ago, I had two patients in the intensive care unit, both who have had heart attacks. And the one that I thought would recover passed away. And the one that I thought had no chance survived and lived another 20 years. And it was remarkable. And I swear it was all because the one with the bigger heart attack had a greater will to recover, greater will for rehab. And the other one just sort of gave up. And I think there's a lot to that. I think physically it has to do with the brain and the hypothalamus and recovery processes. So I think that having a positive attitude, not crying too much about what you lost, but moving forward, doing everything you can to fight your condition, it makes a big difference.
I echo. You know, the fighting spirit, you can watch and see, you know, who's brought themselves back from the brink in other situations, and they're the ones that are going to come back. Never give up hope. Hope is the thing that keeps everybody going. And that's what we have to foster as physicians, is there's hope that there's going to be better.
You know, do you remember that research they did on heart attack patients and those people that had heart attacks that found humor, that actually changed their attitude, not just that they were going to get better, not just for the resolve, but they found humor. They actually started watching comedies and all kinds of things to take their mind off of it, but actually enjoy life again. The incredible statistics on how much faster those people get better.
Yes, and there was a patient with cancer that locked himself in a hotel room for a long weekend and watched comedy the whole long weekend.
Three Stooges.
Yeah, and his cancer got better, dramatically better. So comedy, positive attitude, we know it affects the immune system in a positive way. So all these things do make a difference.
Yeah, why wait till you get sick? Watch a little comedy beforehand,
that's
right?
That's right.
I think we should all be, well, I don't know about Three Stooges, but we all should be watching something. Okay, the music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. Now, I'm not shocked about this. A new study out of Georgia State University shows that people who use marijuana may be 3 times more likely to die from high blood pressure than non-users. Now, high blood pressure, we also call that hypertension, that's the medical term, can put you at significant risk for stroke or heart disease. And in 2014, the statistics showed that high blood pressure was the main or contributing factor more than almost 500,000 deaths in the U.S.
That's a regional study. If that study had been done out of California or Colorado, I'm sure it would have had different results.
Oh, what? Did you read the study for real?
Yeah, but the reason they're hypertensive is because they live in Georgia where it's illegal. If they lived in California, their blood pressure would be lower because they're not worried about getting busted for the pot.
I see. But
it's sociological factors. It was not science.
I wonder if it was the marijuana or the munchies and the junk food that was eaten
that followed
afterwards.
Could have been. I wouldn't know about things, but yeah, I appreciate you enlightening me.
Well, anytime, Dr. Anderson. Anytime.
All right. If you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and go to the website stayyoungamerica.com. You can find all kinds of things there, including past dementia defenders, medical mania trivia, you name it. It's all there. Now, when we come back, we have our special guest, Joel Bogus, and he has a story of survival. Let me tell you, I'm so excited to have him in the studio. I heard him talk. I've known him for a long time, but I heard him give this really detailed talk. He's a great speaker at an event, and just the emotion that the crowd went through as he spoke about his whole story, falling 30 feet, making a miraculous recovery, and what it took is going to inspire you. So it's a story you want to hear. Don't go away. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to have Joel on with us. And again, make sure you take our survey at stayyoungamerica.com.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, this whole hour we're talking about bouncing back from a health crisis. And man, do we have a guest for you, Joel Bogus. He is an incredible speaker. And also you may know him from his podcast relaunch. He's going to talk about his story about falling 30 feet and making a recovery from that.
quite incredible.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solis Mammography, exceptional service with exceptionally accurate results. So I deviate away from scientific articles and give a little word of advice for our middle-aged and older adults and give you something to research. And what I'd like you to look up is look up Ulyssean adult, spelled U-L-Y-S-S-E-A-N. And the Ulyssean adult has to do with a book that was written by John McLeish and published in 1976. And what he's talking about is Ulysses in the Odyssey, Homer's Odyssey, that he didn't start his adventures until he was about 70 years of age. And he talks about the several different types of older adults, and when you read about those, you will relate to them and say, I know a guy like that. Oh, crap, that's me. And then he talks about the Ulyssean adult. And the Ulyssean adult basically has five characteristics. The Ulyssean adult is always looking for learning, insight, and creativity, exploration of the self, growth and development in the latter years, and meeting change proactively, and has a zest for living, things that we'd all like to see in our latter years. But in it, it's kind of cutting edge on if you're not doing those things, he's tossing you to the side of the road and saying you're wasting your latter years.
You know, that reminds me of, Lucille. Man, she took every bit, every minute, every second of her almost 104 years and lived it to the fullest. Always learning, always growing. We should all be like that.
She was a Ulyssean adult.
She definitely was. Super excited to have Joel Bogus in the studio with us. You may know him from his very popular podcast, Relaunch, but he's also an incredible speaker. He's a keynote speaker. And I tell you, you're in for a real treat because Joel has an incredible story to tell. And I'm just going to let you get into it, Joel, because I know the audience right now, stop what you're doing to listen to the story because it's so inspirational.
Judy, thanks for having me. Dr. Gammon, Dr. Anderson, thank you very much. Gosh, back in the studio, this is so much fun.
And you're a radio guy. You feel like right at home, right?
I do. Gosh, you know, they actually had radio 25, 26 years ago, and that's when I first got behind the mic. So it's always fun to come back into a studio. But when I was 5 years old, my dad, a few family friends, myself, we were off on a nature hike in the Texas Hill Country, and I kind of drifted away from the pack, and I ended up climbing a nearby hill, and running next to that hill was what probably looked like, for me at the time, a jungle gym. And Judy, I did what any kid would do. I climbed to the top.
You climbed it.
I ran to the middle and I laid down on my belly and I peered over the edge and I called down below.
30 feet
to my dad. But this wasn't a jungle gym. This wasn't a set of monkey bars. This was a railroad bridge. And it stretched over this wide canyon. And then there was a rumble on my right side. And as the train approached, my dad scrambled as fast as he could to get up the hill while Amber and Warren, a couple of the older kids, screamed to me. They said, Joel, get off the tracks. And by the time my dad made it to the top and the train had screeched to a halt, I'd fallen 30 feet onto the rocks below. I was bleeding. Judy, I was broken and I was motionless. And by the time the rescue workers found me, no GPS, no cell phone, Texas Hill Country, 42 years ago, they weren't even able to start an IV on my little arms because all the blood vessels had collapsed. But thankfully, they pressed on. 2 hours later, I was admitted to the hospital.
That's how long it took, huh? Wow.
And unresponsive, dirty, grimy, in critical condition, but barely alive. And it was from that point right there that the entire never give up your hope kind of philosophy and mindset sunk in with myself and my family.
So describe the kind of kid you were before the accident and the kind of kid you were after the accident.
Sure. You know, a lot of people ask me what I remember of me before the accident. And honestly, Judy and doctors, I don't know if I really remember or if I just want to remember so much that I'm just manufacturing memories to kind of fill in the blanks. But I know from what my dad said, my mom and other people, that I was just this happy-go-lucky kid. You know, I was an only child. I had loving kids, loving parents and close grandparents. And then all of a sudden, in an instant, it seemed, I was all of a sudden this kid that was behind the eight ball. He was in trouble. He was misunderstood. He was picked on. And I was struggling at age six, which is how old I was when I woke up from the coma.
Now, when you what were the injuries?
Sure. There were three skull fractures, and I have all of the medical reports, but one of my skull fractures was bad news, and the statistics show an 80% chance of either winding up dead or in a vegetative state in that particular skull fracture. There was a total of three,
mm-hmm.
not to mention just incredible blood loss. My blood pressure was actually undetectable for a period when I was admitted to the ER.
Wow. It's so incredible that your life just like that can happen. And there's a part of this story, I hope you don't mind me sharing, but your parents had recently divorced and you were with your dad and your mom wasn't there.
Correct. My parents divorced when I was three. I was living with my mom, but I was visiting with my dad during a weekend. So it was a Sunday morning. It was January 25th. And my parents, still babies themselves, were trying to deal with this. And my mom was trying to rebuild her life. She was actually just finishing up her nursing program at the time of my accident. And turned out that I was her first patient.
Man.
And a kid in a coma with a trach that needed to be constantly cleaned and fleshed out. And you know what? She did it. She came in and she was able to pull herself up and get it done.
That's awesome. You know, what would you say, and we're going to talk about this even further.
Okay.
But what would you say to someone who's struggling, that doesn't feel there's a way out? Because you didn't recover overnight.
No, not at all. In fact, it took years for me to recover, but for all of us, because we all have our struggles,
right?
Professionally, physically. Some of us might have some emotional issues. You have to focus on what matters most. This kind of goes back to the answer that Dr. Gammon was talking about earlier. You really got to understand what's most important to you, what matters the most right now for where you are in your life. And then you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to focus on your focus.
Yep. Yeah, that's good advice. Hey, if you want to learn more about Joel, and we're going to talk more when we come back, but check out his website. It's relaunchshow.com. Great stuff there. When we come back, Joel's going to talk a little bit more in depth about what it takes to overcome the odds. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and find us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Irma's Florida death toll is now up to 16. Here's Bill Zimfer.
Officials say the storm killed 5 people in Orange County, including 3 members of one family who died of carbon monoxide poisoning from a generator running inside their home.
Florida's State Division of Emergency Management says 4.3 million homes and businesses are still without electricity after the storm. That's 42% of Florida's utility customers, and it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored to many of them.
The president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
And the president's press secretary says the Justice Department should consider prosecuting the former FBI director. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders telling reporters at the Tuesday briefing Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false testimony to Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Today's show is all about overcoming health obstacles and living the life you were meant to live. And we have Joel Bogus in the studio with us. He is an incredible speaker. I've heard him speak many times. I've known him for quite a while. He also has the podcast Relaunch, a very successful podcast. You can hear more from him on relaunchshow.com, Joel Bogus. But Joel, take us through, we're talking about when you fell 30 feet as a child and you ended up in a coma and you had a long recovery. But take us through that recovery and then what it takes for someone listening. Someone right now is listening. Maybe they've had surgery. Maybe they're suffering from an illness or an automobile accident. So you're talking to them right now. Take us through your recovery and what the follow-through really takes to turn it around.
Well, and you said the magic ingredient right there. The number one thing that contributed to my recovery was my willingness to follow through on whatever steps that the doctor outlined for me, and the therapist outlined for me, the people that were helping me, that were pitching in, trying to get this kid back on his feet again, literally. And it was just that determination and resilience of spirit that led me to just follow through on whatever steps that I needed to take. And you know what? I'm no superhero. I struggled tremendously over the years, but I was willing to figure out exactly what I was able to do, or I'm sorry, what I was committed to doing. And that's the advice that I'm trying to communicate right here. If someone is struggling, you've got to follow through. Everyone knows that. We know that you've got to follow through, but following through is different for different people. And by that, what I mean is everyone has a different level that they're willing to risk themselves. And you've got to be understanding of what your level is and just follow through on either the smallest step that you're willing or committed to take or some other type of program. But I don't think there's a cookie cutter approach to anyone's recovery. And that's really what I'm trying to get at. And what may be right and work for one person may not necessarily be the right course of action for the other person because they're not yet at that level of commitment.
Yeah. And it's not just about the person. It's right. Also about what they're going through. And I thought we'd have a little roundtable discussion especially involving the doctors here, and just kind of go through some of the things that our listeners may be going through health-wise and some of the steps they proactively can take. I mean, I'm just going to start with diabetes, and I'll start off, and then we can move down the list. And, Joel, feel free to push.
I'm underqualified for this conversation.
No, you're good. You know, you know what it takes to persevere, and I think this is about perseverance. But, like, if someone has diabetes and they feel completely overwhelmed, they can't overcome it, wouldn't you say it's about baby steps? About, hey, if let's first cut out sodas. You know, let's cut out sodas. Let's cut out the processed carbohydrates. But let's do this in a process, because the process and breaking down the process makes it easier.
Well, absolutely. And but I think in the case of medical conditions, you need an advocate. You need your physician to guide you on these baby steps, one step at a time, and explain your condition and motivate you to follow the right steps. But just like Joel's injury, the person, the patient in this case, has to be willing to follow the advice.
I think, you know, when you break it down, again, I get back to that, you got to give them hope. You do this, you can get better, and then you have to make them acknowledge the improvement. So having objective measures, you know, you're in physical medicine, they can show you strengths better, gaits better, whatever they're trying to rehab with that. We oftentimes use lab results, and so at Executive Medicine, a couple exit interviews today showing them that, you know, they're making steps towards it. Their labs have improved. Now they've got some objective findings that justify the changes that they've made. They're more likely to take the next step. When you don't have that and you're just checking the glucose and cholesterol, it's not as good.
Speaking of steps, it just reminded me of a story. You know, I don't remember exactly what happened the first few days out of my coma, but one of my first memories when I was finally allowed to go home was of my grandmother. Even the neighborhood kids called her Mimi. And Mimi and I were in the alleyway behind her house. And as I put one foot in front of the other, standing behind me was my Mimi. She had her index finger looped through the back belt loop of my pants, and she was helping me learn how to balance, how to walk again. And to echo what the doctors are saying, if you want to take bolder steps, you want to get in better health, or you want to recover, everyone needs a Mimi. And sometimes that Mimi is your physician. Sometimes that Mimi is a coach. Sometimes that Mimi is a family member. But we're not here to do this alone. But surrounded by the right support team, we can pretty much pull off anything.
Yeah, I remember that story when you spoke on it. And oh my gosh, when you know, you went into great detail, but the crowd resonated with that message. And a lot of people were brought to tears because they know it. They get it. That you have to have someone in your court.
That's absolutely true. Nothing could be even speaking of someone in your court, if you have a devastating illness, a heart condition, a cancer, having a social support network, having a loving spouse, having friends, having colleagues support you is so important. If you're isolated, if you're alone, if you have no one there to help you, it's so much more difficult to recover.
Well, and like we talked about in the opening segment, the support could be the Three Stooges. Right? So you
right.
could have Curly, Moe, and Larry, and they could be your support group. You could watch them on television or videotape or DVD or whatever media you use today, or
yeah.
listen to them on podcast,
yeah.
Listen to our show. And when we talk about patients in, for mental health issues, we talk about where they can go for therapy. And to echo what Joel said, I mean, the support can come from lots of different places. It could be the support group, like what you described, Dr. Gammon. It could be the Mimi family member. It could be professional staff. It could be the guy at the end of the corner on the street that, you just get inspiration from because he gets up every morning and shows up down there and does his job and, gets through his day.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to talk about motor vehicle accidents, because sometimes when something happens to you and it's bad and it has to do with health, it's not your fault, or it was something you weren't expecting. So diabetes, obesity, it kind of come on gradually. But sometimes you're in a motor vehicle accident and you got to get past the anger to get healed. I mean, you see this a lot of times. People are in a particular situation and they have to forgive the person that put them in that situation, whatever it was. And then they can start to heal. Then they can start to do better.
Right, right. And I think in cases of, you know, dreadful motor vehicle accidents, you know, some people will get legal representation. Well, let it go. Just let your representative deal with all that. You worry about getting better, about healing up. And I think that's a way to do it.
What would you say, Joel, is was a number one? I mean, your Mimi, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Or maybe number two. What's the number two thing that kept you going and keeps you going? Because you have some long-term effects from this, right?
Sure. I have total hearing in my right ear, or total deafness in my right ear.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to, you know, get my balance back and a few other things currently still. But I think just trying again and again and seeing those little increments of improvement helped me tremendously. And then the memes, there were several of them that rallied around me to encourage me as I got a little bit better in the way that I walked and in my studies, that I went from grade this to grade that. I think the encouragement of others is tremendous.
All right, why don't you stick around with us? You want to play some Medical Mania trivia? You can help throw out some questions.
That's why I'm here.
All right, good. All right, grab your pen, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it because Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo.
NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, don't forget, Dementia Defenders, the end of every single segment, it's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. That number's 844-WELL-100. Write it down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. This whole hour we've been talking about overcoming health crisis. If you're just tuning in, this and every episode goes to iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0, or you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we've got Ryan from Dallas. Ryan, are you ready to play some Medical Mania Trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to go back and forth, ask you some questions. You're going to play for prizes. So we'll send you out. You sound kind of young. So if you get this right, we'll send you some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. They're gluten-free and they're vegetarian. For those listeners, you can find those at StayYoungAmerica.com. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. All right, here we go. Question number one.
After you brush your teeth, how long does it take plaque to form? 2 minutes, 6 hours, or 12 hours? Let me repeat that. How long after brushing your teeth does plaque form? 2 minutes, 6 hours, or 12 hours?
I will say 2 minutes because it doesn't take long for the human mouth to start generating new bacteria and everything.
Oh, that's a good,
very good,
good
logic,
guess.
But incorrect. The right answer is 6 hours. 6 hours.
All right.
Question number two. Pound for pound, who is stronger, a human baby or an ox?
Pound. I would go with the ox.
See, you're having the same problem Dr. Gammon and I had on an earlier one. So, no, it's a pound for pound a baby.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to have Joel here. He's our guest. He's going to ask you one.
Okay, here's a good one. Which sperm can swim longer, one that is going to make a girl or one that is going to make a boy? Again, which sperm can swim longer, one that is going to make a girl or one that is going to make a boy?
I will say the girl. They have more endurance.
Yes!
Very good. Congratulations.
And he used logic. See?
Is that what it was?
So what's the explanation there?
The explanation is a sperm containing the XY chromosome, boy, swim faster, but not for as long as the double X chromosome, which is a girl. So there you go.
There you go.
How about that? Ooh. Okay, here's your next question. In hours worth, I should say in days, how many days out of 365 does the average person spend asleep? How many days per year do you sleep?
On average, based off hours, 8 hours.
He's doing the math. Wait a minute. Are you like a math guy?
No, not really. I would say about 110 days.
I think that's close.
That's close. It's 122 days.
But it's close enough, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Last question.
All right, you're doing well. Number five, are there bones in your middle ear, yes or no?
Bones in the middle ear? Can't remember if that's actually cartilage or if that is actual bone. The inner ear.
Let me be specific. We're talking about male ears because they hear everything, not female ears where a lot of it just kind of goes in one side and out the other.
Oh, my
this
goodness.
Is my life, Brian.
Dr. Mark Anderson.
I would say yes, there is a male.
That
good
is
answer.
Correct. Three small bones, smallest bones in the body.
All right. We're going to send you out some essential multivitamins. Thanks for playing, Ryan. We really appreciate you coming.
Awesome.
I think,
thank you.
I think you listen in Dallas on KRLD, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. You like the show?
I actually do. I really love the show. Me and my girlfriend listen to it all the time.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you take care, and we'll get that sent out to you. Thanks for playing. Now, if you're, you're welcome. Now, if you're a listener and you want to come on and play with us, go to stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com, and fill out the contact us. Or you can just simply call us at 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and request to come on and play with us. You play for prizes. It's tons of fun. We don't expect you to get all the answers right. Okay, so we're talking all day today about overcoming health crisis. And I thought we'd throw out number one tip from each of us. We'll start with Dr. Anderson. Number one tip to a listener if they have a health crisis on how they can overcome it.
Get all the facts and make a plan.
Oh, that's a good one. Now I got to rethink mine. Okay, Joel, you got one?
Absolutely. Never, ever, ever give up. Keep going.
That's good.
I agree with Mark. Get your plan and follow the plan without ever giving up. Follow the plan. The plan's no good if you don't follow it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are making this really hard for me. All right, you know what I think? I think it's have the right attitude. Get up in the morning and say, good morning, Lord. Don't get up in the morning and say, good Lord, it's morning. It's all about how you approach the day, and having the right attitude is key. So I think these are four really good tips. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Of course.
All right. You want to add anything, Joel? I want to give out your website again, too.
Sure. I appreciate it. Well, it's always fun to be here. I appreciate Dr. Gammon, Dr. Anderson, and you for the introduction. And thanks for listening. You can go to my website.
Go to relaunchshow.com and read about Joel, listen to his podcast, all kinds of things like that. And before we let everybody go, I wanted to share a little story. I was at a writer's conference and got lots of great things that happened there. And one of the main things is there were so many people there that had other walks of life that had found a passion for writing. Lawyers, you name it, all kinds of backgrounds. So always find your passion. It'll help keep you in the middle of a crisis.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And Dementia Defender's had to overcome many obstacles to his career. This Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to get rid of your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333.
That's right. Ladies, gentlemen, call Dr. Powell. He's so good at this procedure. We get incredible, incredible feedback.
Here's this week's riddle. A man is dressed in black. He's walking down a country lane. Suddenly, a large black car without any lights on comes round the corner but screeches to a halt. How did the car know he was there? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's how you do it. You call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And leave us your name, your address, and your phone number, because sometimes you're hard to understand, and the right answer. And we'll send you out Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. It's an award-winning book. It'll help keep you young and keep you healthy. If you get it wrong, don't worry about it. You get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing. It's always a pleasure to come on and bring you health information and information you can use. If you just caught the end of the show and you want to catch the show in its entirety, you can always find the podcast, which goes to Staying Young Show 2.0 after we've aired in your area. Dr. Anderson, you want to give a shout out real quick to our military?
Well, of course, we have military around the world and here domestically listening to our radio show. We appreciate you listening in live and on our iPods, iTunes cast. And we appreciate all that you do for us.
And if you like listening to us, fill out the survey at StayYoungAmerica.com because that's how our syndicator knows where our listeners are. We gather those demographics. Nobody's going to call you. We just want to know you're out there so we can stay in your area.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Irma's Florida death toll is now up to 16. Here's Bill Zimfer.
Officials say the storm killed five people in Orange County, including three members of one family who died of carbon monoxide poisoning from a generator running inside their home.
Florida's State Division of Emergency Management says 4.3 million homes and businesses are still without electricity after the storm. That's 42% of Florida's utility customers, and it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored to many of them.
the president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
And the president's press secretary says the Justice Department should consider prosecuting the former FBI director. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders telling reporters at the Tuesday briefing Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false testimony to Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
Hollywood is mourning the loss of actor Dick Van Patten. Actress Stacey Nelkin remembers her time working with Dick Van Patten when she was a guest.